Blog Talk Radio.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me, and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Of buying dinners and drinks only to become her friend? Do you want to overcome your fear of women, be able to talk to women, become more confident, and keep her interested without losing a sense of self? Welcome to the Man Mindset Dating Hour with your host, all the way from Planet Man, Steve the Dean Williams. Steve has been coaching men all over the world on becoming a better man, understanding relationships, marriage, and sex advice, and he can help you too. And ladies, it takes a thief to catch a thief. It's time to stop listening to your single girlfriends and learn what it takes to get the ring. The call-in number is 718-508-9513. That's 718-508-9513. Guys, for more information on products and free dating information, please go to www.themanmindset.com. That's www.themanmindset.com. It's game time.
All right. Yeah. Aha, yeah. You know what I would tell you guys? Welcome to the Man Mindset Hour. But the big dogs upstairs said, you know what, Steve, we're going to give you an extra 30 minutes, so we going an hour and a half, guys. An hour and a half of the show that will show you how to overcome your nervousness and shyness when it comes to women, how to overcome your fear of rejection, how to become more attractive to women. How to avoid mistakes that you guys make all the time. How to be more confident. How to approach and talk to women. How to know what to say and when to say it and why you should say it. How to be able to give your phone numbers out. How to get more dates. How to keep her interested. And last but not least, how to attract and date beautiful women. Because that's what we are all about. That's what I am about. If you need help, further help, you can get my coaching. You can go to themanmindset.com. We can chop it up. But guys, if y'all want to call in at 718-508-9513. That is 718 508-9513. Guys, come on now. Breathe it all in. Breathe it all in. I want you to open up your windows, go outside for a second, and breathe it all in. Do you smell that, guys? Do y'all smell that? That is desperation. Guys. Today is February 7th, and for the majority of women, it's D-Day. Oh, it's D-Day. A lot of women right now are trying to figure out what are they going to do 7 days from now, and they want to do everything they can to prevent being all by themselves on Valentine's Day. Guys, can you smell the desperation in the air? I don't think you guys understand what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, guys, you make it your business. This this Friday, make sure you go see the 50 Shades of Grey movie opening night. If you don't understand what the 50 Shades of Grey is all about, then allow me to kind of explain why I want to say this before we even get into the show. Now, guys, do you understand how many books 50 Shades of Grey sold? Huh? Do y'all understand that? Oh man, let me break something off to you guys. Now, guys, I always take things back to nature. Okay, I always take things back to nature. I always tell you guys that the beautiful thing about being a man is that we keep things real. I don't teach you tricks and gimmicks. I don't teach you corny pickup lines or anything like that. I teach you how to get women. And one thing I love to watch, I've always loved to watch, is the Discovery Channel. The thing I love watching about Discovery Channel, I'm just so fascinated with lions or any type of alpha male animal. I just love that. I just love watching that. I love watching them in their element, because the thing about the alpha male is that they don't Facebook, they don't Twitch, tweet, they don't do any of that stuff. They just are. That's the beautiful thing about the alphas. And one thing I learned about the lions is that most of the times the lions or the main top predators, they hunt, but they don't hunt willy-nilly. They know that all the animals need to do one thing. All the animals have one thing in common, and that is they need water. And they will always hang out by the water hole, because that means the animals are coming to them instead of them going out and chase the animals. Now, why am I telling you this? Because 50 Shades of Grey is what I call a water hole. Because this is a thing that women are going to flock to in numbers. Numbers. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm reading the box office of the movie. When it came out, it smashed records. Smashed records. Now, it didn't really beat Twilight that much. You know, it grossed $36,752,460. Very good for opening night. But, guys, this movie, oh, goodness. The women, this is the mommy porn. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. Look, don't go to the movie to watch it. Go to the movie to meet some women. Because the thing about these women, they are looking for alpha characteristics. The 50 Shades of Grey guy, I forgot his name, whatever the guy's name is, Christian Grey, I think it is. Whatever the guy's name is, he is a dominant alpha male. And this movie surpassed 500 million. So women were keen to watching this movie. Very important. So I'm just saying, guys, it is very, very important that you show up. But not only that, we're going to talk about what you need as well as what you need to do today, and why we are talking about water holes. Guys, check it out. Like I told you, 50 Shades of Grey is a water hole. All right, guys. All week long, you will be privy to nothing but water holes in your city. And I know for a lot of you guys, this is the first time that y'all have even heard about this kind of stuff. That's why I'm here, because you know why I'm here? I am here to show you the things that you need to do. Guys, like I told you before, you go to the club, you see that guy with all the women, and you wonder what he's doing. You wonder what his secret is. What is it that he's doing to attract the women and all this other stuff? Well, you know what? Now you have a front row seat on this show to holler at your boy. And guys, don't forget tomorrow we have another show on my station. Don't forget to check that out. Same time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do 3 hours on that show, so we're going to be chopping that up for close to 3 hours. So make sure y'all check that out. But guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 718-508-9513. That is 718-508-9513. And we are talking about Valentine's Day, the needy desperation day that a lot of women are having right now. A lot of women are trying to figure out, am I going to find that guy? Am I going to be somebody's Valentine? And if you don't believe me, guys, I know you should, you listen to your radio. Your radio should tell you. The radio stations have it. It's been going on all week. They're going to start the ads out. The single Valentine Day events where women are going to show up.
Steve, I don't want to break in, but you got a couple people listening. I'm not sure if they want to comment. If you guys want to comment during Steve's show, please press 1 to let me know so I can bring you in the queue. Please press 1 so I can bring you in the queue. And Steve, I'll put the mic back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, remember, the number is 718-508-9513. If you have a question, press 1. I got you covered. Because I'm going to get you what you need, guys. And I know what you need. I know what you want. But like I was saying, guys, this weekend for the alpha male is the biggest weekend of the year. Why? Because this is the time, guys, that, you know, I always tell you about the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything lining up. It has all Saturn, Mars, Venus, Jupiter. Hey, all the planets have aligned. And a vortex is opened up. And, guys, all you have to do is show up. Now, wait. Now, I'm not just saying show up because I'm going to walk you through this in this hour and a half show. I got you covered. But what I'm saying is this. You don't have to try to figure out like you do when you go to clubs. Like, you know, is she in a relationship? Is she seeing somebody? Is she looking for somebody? You don't have to ask yourself that question this week. For 7 days, 7 days and 7 nights, you do not have to ask that question. Because the radio, media, advertisements, they are all going to promote in your area single Valentine Day events where you can probably meet your Valentine. You know what that means, guys? You don't have to do any work at all. They are going straight to the water hole. You don't have to chase them. You don't have to ask them. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do, gentlemen, is show up. Guys, if there was a what we call the booty signal, like the bat signal, I would be shining it right now. It would be shining in the air right now over top of your house. Like, oh, my God, there's a signal. Uh-oh, that must mean there are going to be women amongst us. Guys, these women are in panic mode right now. They know they have 7 days to lock in a Valentine. They have 7 days to lock in a guy that's going to buy them flowers. They got 7 days that's going to be a guy that's going to buy them chocolates, buy them balloons, buy them cards, and all those little things that you want to buy her. They are on desperation mode. Which means, guys, is that if you present yourself correctly, guess what happens? These women are going to be more aggressive. Why? Just like with Christian Grey. When they meet a certain guy that has certain attributes to him, the women are going to be fighting for you. Your value is going to rise. Women are very competitive. They are very desperate. And look, guys, don't get me wrong. If it comes to the 12th hour and they can't find a man, they're going to find some sucker. They'll find some beta male, some Charlie male, or you know, their friend, you know, that guy friend. Hey, how you doing, Marjorie? How you doing? It's very nice, and you're very pretty. I want to get you some Valentine's Day. Whatever, right? That's what they have, right? What I'm saying to you guys is that I'm not asking you to be Christian Grey. I'm not asking you to be something that you're not. But I want to ask you, aren't you tired of getting messed over because you're too nice? Or women think they're like you're soft and you're girly? Aren't you? Don't you want to know the traits that will naturally cause women to want you to feel an uncontrollable, like just like 50 Shades of Grey, an uncontrollable, deep, powerful, intense, and unexplainable attraction for you. And all you have to, and if you know what you're doing, all you have to do is show up. Have your business cards, show up, smell good, and be able to talk, and be able to not take yourself seriously, and be able to talk to different women, and be able to go up to women without them smelling fear on you. Because, guys, once you can understand and learn how her mind works around bad boys, let's take it back to the animal kingdom. It's the same way females are attracted to the alpha male, the dominant one. If you can just understand how her mind works around our kind and why you cookie cutters make her feel like, you know what, you're just a friend. I'm not really interested in you kind of guy. Because women don't like lame, weird, predictable, boring, unexciting, unattractive guy that walks on eggshells and tells her everything he thinks she needs to hear. That's not you. And that's why all of this is important that we talk about this, guys. For a lot of you guys, you sit around and you pretend to be nicer than you really are because you want her to like you back. We don't do that. You lead her on to believe that you want to be her friend. In reality, we know you want some of that thing. And guys, come on. You can't say thing without smiling. Try one time. Say thing. Come on, man. You know you're smiling right now. Some of you guys want to be a yes man, doing everything she wants, being afraid to say no because you think that you know what, she's so amazing that you want her to think of you as a great, dependable, and likable individual. You get around her and you're afraid to touch her because, you know what, you think that if you touch her or you want to dance with her or something, it might freak her out and run away. For the majority of you guys, you are afraid of being direct, straightforward, and brutally honest because you feel like, oh, my God, if I'm brutally honest, I'm going to hurt her feelings. Oh, she's sugar and spice and everything nice. She's so fragile. She's so fragile. I don't want to break her. I don't want to crack her. Really, guys? Always agreeing with her? Sacrificing who you are as a man, focusing all your time and attention just to make her happy? Really? Is that what? And look, and you wonder why she wants to be with guys like me. Because guys like me know the secret. I know if I talk to her and give her some of my time. Hear what I'm saying, guys? If I give her some of my time. Guys, I know most of you guys are comic book nerds like I am. There is a comic book character named Thor, the mighty Thor from Asgard. And Thor has this hammer, okay? And the beautiful thing about that hammer is that only the worthy can pick that hammer up. And what I'm saying to you guys is your problem, as soon as you walk into these type of buildings, you lose because you don't believe you're worthy enough. So she doesn't even want to, look, she doesn't even want to touch your hammer. She doesn't even want to look at your hammer. But not only does she want to look at my hammer, she wants to pick it up, she wants to hold it, and cradle it in her arms like it was a wee little baby. Why? Because I separate myself from you guys, and that is your problem that you're going to have. You have to understand that, look, I understand that for a lot of you cookie cutters, and I'm not trying to be rude, and if y'all want to call in, it's 718-508-9513, press 1, we'll bring you in. But it's not my fault that you guys don't understand attraction. You don't understand how it's sparked. You don't even understand how to keep it going. You guys don't understand women. You guys really think, you know, they have all these things that, like, well, you know, women are so complicated. Women are not complicated, gentlemen. It's just you complicate things with women. Women are quite easy and quite really good to easy to figure out here. But for you nice guys and you cookie cutters, you always struggle to see the hints and clues that they're telling you. This, guys, let me tell you why you don't see it. This is probably going to be the first time in your life, no matter how old you are, this is going to be your first time in your life that you have realized you have wasted every February, the weekend of Valentine's Day, the weekend before Valentine's Day, you have wasted it. Why? Because they're telling you this is a place where single, lonely, they don't use words like, they only use like desperate, needy, and lonely. They keep those words out. But those are the words that we hear. So what they say is, hey, everybody, there's a singles event coming on Tuesday or Wednesday. They're going to be all week long. Tuesday, they're going to be on some tonight, Wednesday, Thursday. Hey, definitely Friday. You know, Thursday like a ladies' night. Definitely Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Sunday's going to be hot. And, guys, even on Valentine's Day, it's going to be hot all week long. But the problem with you guys is that you are so far in the forest, you can't see the trees. You always thought, well, hey, forget about just walking over and turning on a light switch. That's too easy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out my window. I'm going to get an Uber ride. I'm going to go over the river, through the woods, up an escalator, down a mountain, around a corner, get a cab, get a plane, get a boat, and then maybe swim halfway across the Atlantic to get back to the States and walk like Kano Kung Fu to go turn on the light. That's how you think. And that is why women will never be attracted to you. Guys, I have told you, for you who think you're too short, for who the guy you think you're too fat or too ugly or whatever your two is, let me tell you something. The beautiful thing about attraction is it is an uncontrollable force that she cannot listen, once you put an emotional imprint on a woman, once you inject her with attraction, there is nothing that she can say, nothing that she can do. And the more she fights it, the more she's going to want you. Because women don't want you to know about attraction. If every woman told you about the secret to attraction, hey, man, it'd be easy. Hey, you'll be living like us. But that's why it's important, guys, to learn how attraction really works. How it makes women respond, and how to keep the attraction alive. Hey, guys, here's the beautiful thing. For as long as you want, you are the master and controller of her attraction. It is important to learn what attractive women deal with on a daily basis with men, and how it shapes and guides their behavior and perception of you guys. You want to know why? Because this is what you guys do. You beat around. Well, hi, Julie. How you doing today? Oh, yeah, you look great today. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Oh, my God. I spoke to her. Oh, my God. I spoke to her today. Oh, my God. Well, maybe by next month. Maybe I could ask her, you know, what she's doing Saturday night. I look, guys, I'm just guessing. But what you guys have to understand, and this is what where it kills you, is that these women are not stupid. Matter of fact, these women are very dangerous. Why are they dangerous? Because they know the game. They know how it's played. And they are the master of this game. And if you don't know what you're doing, you could be really hunted. Guys, I'm telling you, women hunt men. I know it sounds crazy, but women hunt men. I know it's like, what do you mean they hunt men? The guys. These women, they go for what they want. They don't play around. And if there's something about you that they like, they'll go after it. And they will get what they want, when or how they want it. And sometimes they don't even care how you end up. I'm not saying all women. And I'm not here to say that you know, women are bad or anything like that. I'm just saying it's important that you understand that, you know, it's another game out here, guys. It's a different kind of game. And if you don't have your stuff together, these women don't play. These women don't play. I'm telling you, they don't. I wish they did, but they don't. And they will find you. They will figure you out. And they will wrap you around their fingers. And you don't want that, guys. And that's why this show is here. Because I want you to know that there is a way to get her to want you. To get her to want to be with you. To get her to think about you. And the only way you can do that is by following what I'm showing you. I'm going to lead you to where you need to go. The thing that you have to do is you have to realize that there are certain things that women like. And for a lot of you guys, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I don't understand why. I don't know. Let me explain to you my kind. And, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 718-508-9513. That's 718-508-9513. Press 1. But you know what? My kind, we get the girls. The women that you fantasize about, we get them. And we don't have to bend over backwards and beg and plead and, you know, just I don't even know why y'all guys do what you do, but for some reason there's a difference. And if you want to get better with women, you need to learn the differences between my kind and your kind, and why she prefers one over the other, and why she feels, guys, why she feels instant natural attraction for my kind and not yours. Why, when she meets a guy like you, her skin crawls. She feels icky. She's thinking of ways to get away from you. She thinks you're too nice, too sweet, tries to be perfect. No, man, she tries to run away from you because you're too nice. And always they run into the arms of my kind, who is able to give her what she actually wants. It makes her feel a deep, hypnotizing attraction, and we're not even hypnotists. Anyway, we got to take a real quick break. This is the Man Mindset Hour and a Half with your boy, the Dean. So let's go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after this commercial. Waiting on the commercial. Waiting on the commercial. And if the commercial doesn't start, I'm just going to start talking. Guys, this show is being brought to you by www.manmindset.com. Guys, if you want to learn how to get women, sleep with women, how to approach women, how to kiss women, how to do anything under the sun when it comes to women, go to the website. We have two different areas for you. The main page has all our main products, but we also have a place called Manhood U. Manhood U is a place where you can have map packs, where you get packages. So that means we have audio and videos, okay, in Manhood U. So you can either buy it separately, or you can buy a 2-pack, a 3-pack, a 4, I think, and a 10-pack. And when you buy those packages, you can pick anything you want in that Manhood U section. We have everything from learning about your king, your warrior, your lover, a little bit of confidence, having laws, rules, and codes. We show you a little kissing techniques, some sex techniques, some making out techniques. We have a bunch of stuff in there, so why don't y'all check that out? Now, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 718-508-9513, and press 1. And let us continue. See, when you don't feel worthy about yourself, gentlemen, okay, when you feel like you are not enough, okay, when you feel like your hammer, anybody come along and just pick your hammer up because there's nothing special about you. When you feel that way, gentlemen, there are certain things that happen with her. There are certain things that she feels about you. When you guys lack, I always talk about the four major things, guys. I always talk about those. When you guys lack a self-definition, that means you don't even know how you define yourself. You don't know how to define your style. You don't know how to define anything about you. When you don't have any self-awareness and understanding, gentlemen, where, you know, for me, I know why I do why the things I do. I have the why. You don't know why you do what you do. You just throw stuff up on a wall and hope something sticks. Because you have no self-concept of yourself. How you see yourself. And last but not least, you have no self-focus, meaning that you don't ever go back at the end of the day and try to tweak what's wrong and go back out there and try to see if that works. You don't have those four things. And this is what's happening when you are that person. When you are that person, you worry about making her happy before you make yourself happy. You care too much about what she thinks, so she would like you and hope that you're a great guy. You think it's very important to compliment her or to make her feel extra special. You're afraid to say what's really on your mind because you're afraid she might get upset or she might stop liking you. You put her first in your life. You think it's really important to take her out to fancy and romantic places so she'll think you're a good person. And you think it's important to get her permission. Now, this is a tricky one. Because one thing we don't do is we don't go and you never force yourself on a woman. But the thing about attraction is that you know when it's time to touch her, hold her hand, or kiss her. There's always time. But y'all don't even know that. Y'all don't understand that. You just don't get it. But the thing that most women will never tell you, and this is great, even if she wanted to, she cannot explain why she prefers guys like me, and what she actually responds to isn't the same as what she wants. Remember, guys, a woman's going to tell you everything she wants. She'll never tell you what she needs. Because if she told you her needs, she would tell you the combination to the lock. Why she loses attraction when you do the opposite of what she naturally says she wants. She's disappointed, angry, frustrated, annoyed by your niceness. You don't even understand that. And everything inside her wishes that you would just stop being nice and start being real. And what we mean by real is being honest with her. Think about that. She knows, and this is why they stay away from guys like me, because we know what she needs, and we go after the needs. And you know what? Guess what? Once you cross the street, or once you draw a line in the sand and stop walking in the direction that you're going into, you will understand this. The world, this is how it works, guys. I always say there are three things. The world is flat, the world is round, and then there's the universe. Okay? For a lot of you guys, you have this world is flat thinking when it comes to women. And when women see guys like us, we let them realize, they get to the edge because they think they're going to fall over, and they realize that they don't, and it changes everything because we show them something differently mentally. And what happens is we become a habit. Then after we become a habit, we become an addiction. After the addiction, there's nothing but attraction. And with all that attraction is, she will stick by our side no matter what. Because we're able to satisfy her innermost cravings and desires. You don't even know what they are. You think it's a flower. You think it's taking your jacket off and letting her walk over a puddle. You think it's opening a car door. Hey, I guess. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I guess. But she naturally feels instant attraction to us. And she doesn't have the power to turn it off. She will constantly think about us. She can't stay away from us. She will try everything she can, but she can't override or stop the feelings she has for us. Because something more powerful than herself takes over and draws her to us. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because for a lot of you guys, you got it all wrong. Some of you guys think, you know what, it's all about the tattoos, or maybe the crazy haircut, or the tough boots and jeans. Some of you guys think you have to dress up in a necklace, some have a necklace or a leather bracelets or a chain wallet. Or some of you guys think you got to walk around with a serious look on your face and try to look tough. Because you guys think that's what it's going to take to get a woman. Having an attitude of a bad boy or an alpha male or a man might help you a little bit. But the attitude won't get you the results with women that you're looking for, gentlemen. And if you have the mindset of us, the attitude, the style, and the outer appearance, everything naturally flows. It's beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa. It's like a Mona Lisa. But you have to apply our rules. We are driven by rules, guys. We are our own self-sufficient universe. We live in our own world. Like I told you before, we follow the rules, the law of the land, don't kill anybody. The law of the street, don't speed or you'll get pulled over. The law of the job, you know when you're at your job, you're at your job. But outside of that, our world is created by us. And the thing about us, and this is what is going to attract them to us when we go to those types of places, is that we do what we want when we want to do it. Women don't always want you to ask permission to do things. Is it okay if I hold your hand? is it okay if I kiss you right now? Or when some of you guys do the, you know, you yawn, stretch your arms out there and you put your arm around her. Hey, I guess. I don't know. We get permission from ourselves. We never, ever ask a woman, is it okay, any type of is it okay type question. If I walk into that Valentine's Day thing and I see a beautiful woman, I'm going to walk right over to her and I'm going to talk to her. Why? Because I want her to know that I want her. See, guys, the more you start to learn from manhood you, you will then begin to understand your king, your man, your warrior, and your lover, and when to use them correctly and what part. See, y'all don't even understand it. Y'all already, I know I'm going over some of your heads, but, you know, I've got students that listen that get it. But you don't even understand that about you. You really think that you are just one person. You have no idea how many subsystems and parts that you have inside of you and how they function. But that's another show for another time. It's another show for another time. If y'all want to call in, the number is 718-508-9513. That is 718-508-9513. Press 1. The next thing that happens, guys, about us or my kind is that you can come over to our houses and you can look on our shelves and you won't see any type of Emmy, no type of Emmy statue around. Now, I can go over your house and y'all are the greatest actors in the world. Because y'all pretend to be something that you're not. And when you pretend with a woman, you wear a mask. And you pretend to be something that you're not. And eventually, when you pretend to be something, that mask is going to come off eventually. And she is not going to respect you. That's why, as a man, I don't pretend. What you see is what you get. And what you get is, let me tell you, you get a man. You know what you get? It's like your lucky day. And what I mean by it's your lucky day, I mean that, you know what? This is how arrogant we are. When she gets to meet me, she gets to tell her great-granddaughters one day that she was lucky enough. She didn't get to meet a unicorn. She didn't get to meet Bigfoot, but guess what? She met a real, actual man. Because we are so extinct, guys, the only way you're going to find us is next to the Smurfs, elves, and unicorns. We are extinct. That's why we get as much as we get. Because women, when they meet us and see us, they know that we're not like the majority of you. And that's what separates us. And like I said before, gentlemen, we don't pretend. We don't pretend to be nicer or sweeter or cooler. We don't pretend to be charming and all these other things. Sure, we don't change our personalities to accommodate whoever's in the room. We just are. We don't try to be nicer to make good impressions on women. We don't try to be cooler because we think that's what they like. We don't try to be smarter. If you're not smart, we don't try to act like we're smarter. And we surely don't act, look, we don't act like we're sweeter. All we do is we have a handful of crumbs, guys, a handful of crumbs. And this is what I call the Hansel and Gretel. It's Hansel for some of you, Hansel for some of you other. This is what I call the Hansel and Gretel, or Hansel and Gretel. All we do is we drop the little specks of crumbs that will lead these women to a gingerbread house. And you know how it went in the story. They followed it. They saw the gingerbread house. The first thing they are, they're like, wow, it's a gingerbread house. That's the first step. We're becoming a habit. That's the first step. Because they're really curious because they've never seen such a beautiful, wow, this is a gingerbread house made of candy. What? Wow. Blows their minds away. The curiosity alone makes them want to go further on. And once they see the gingerbread house, we become a habit. And guess what, guys? They got it. Hey, what did Hansel and Gretel do? They tasted the gingerbread house. And once they get a sample of us, guys, of what we are and what we do, guess what? Then we become an addiction. And just like Hansel and Gretel, what did they say? Wow, if it's this good on the outside, whoo-hoo-hoo, how great is it going to be if we go inside? And once they come inside, gentlemen, that's where we have attraction. Because the beautiful thing about attracting a woman is like quicksand. The more they try to wiggle and try to escape, the further and deeper they get in. How many times have you guys had women tell you, oh, he's such a jerk. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, I can't stand him. And then you're like, well, why don't you leave him? And she's like, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You know, there was a great show called True Blood, and they had a great rule. And I tell you the rule. The rule of the game is, thing about us, is we don't beg women to come inside, guys. We want them to make a conscious decision to come in. Because the rule of the game with the vampires is the vampire cannot come into a house. He has to be invited in. And what we want them to do after they taste the outside of our gingerbread houses, we want them to make the conscious decision to come on inside. And that's the thing. See, the thing about the beautiful thing about guys is that we have a confidence about ourselves. And this is where a lot of, really a lot of you guys go wrong, and we need to talk about this. See, a lot of you guys have been lied to. A lot of you young men have been watching lots of TV shows, rap videos, pop videos, rock videos, country, you name them. And what you guys do is you see what's on TV and you either try to emulate it or you save all your money and you try to get one of those things. And you think because you have it that you're going to have the women. Some of you dress a certain way. Some of you dress more, spend more money than you have to spend. Some of you try to show and flash your money. Some of you try to flash your houses and your cars, you know, with rims. And some of you do all of that stuff, and something happens. There's nothing about you that attracts the woman, and you're scratching your head, and you're asking yourself, why? Why isn't it working for me? It worked for the guys on the videos. They had all the women. Why can't I have all the women? Because, and guys, write this down. Get your crayon. When I say get your crayons out, write this down, guys. Because this is going to play a huge role this weekend. Very huge. Guys, let me tell you something. Back in my day, even right now, I shop at Kohl's. If I see something, even at Walmart, if I see a shirt I like at Walmart, I'll buy it. Because the clothes don't make me. I make the clothes. And the thing about women that you need to understand is she's not impressed by what you think that's going to impress her. See, you think you need certain things to impress her. And let me say it to you again. She is not impressed by what you think impresses her. Because if you read the memo, every woman, and even especially good-looking women, because that's the ones you should be going after anyway. Guys, you don't think they get hit by powerful men, men with money,
hey,
power,
Steve.
Fame? Yes.
Steve, we got callers. We got callers on line one. We got area code 601. And you want me to release the caller is on 601 for you?
Yeah, bring on 6. Yeah, let's bring him in. Can you bring him in for us? Bring him in.
Okay, hold on 1 second. For some reason or another. Hang on just a minute. I'll bring him in as soon as this opens up. You continue to talk.
Okay.
I'll bring him on. Okay. There are a lot of callers. Okay.
We're here, guys, just waiting for the call. Y'all want to call again? The number is 718-508-9513. Waiting on the call.
Steve, I'm still trying to get that caller on 601, so just continue talking. You have a bunch of people
okay.
listening.
And please excuse, yeah, you can interrupt me while I'm talking, because I love you callers, man. I'm here for you guys. So we got a few technical difficulties. Work with us, but yeah,
is
let me keep going.
601 on is a area code 601. Can you hear me? Are you there?
601.
Wait, we got area code 828. Let's see if that opens up.
828. All right,
that's right.
828. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
828. What's up, 828? What's good with you, man?
Oh, good, good, good stuff. But got a little problem you can help me with, Steve. Got this girl, Linda. Been seeing her for a little bit. And laid the laws out, codes. I see other people. I don't do Valentine's, all that mess. And
right.
Still hitting me with that I love you text and getting that doe-eyed look in her eyes. I kind of need some advice on how to deal with this because I already said something once and she stopped. Now she's starting the I love you shit again.
Okay, this is where it's important, where you have to let her know where she's at, because if you don't let a woman know what is, they're going to try to think there is. They're going to think other things. Now, is she just a booty call, or is she just someone you want to
yeah.
hang out with? How do you feel
yeah,
about
just
her?
Just a booty call. Just a booty call.
Okay, she's just a booty call. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she told me she's got a go-to guy. She pissed him off. She's on restriction. I said, I don't want to hear about that. That's your business.
Right.
But she seems to be getting all wrapped up in me. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, because you probably got some of my products, and you probably got it all caught up in you.
Oh, I got plenty of products. That's why
remember, you can't give her 100% of that stuff. But it's very important to let her know where she stands. And you have to let her know that, you know what, we're cool. We're just friends, you know. You know I'm not looking for anything serious. You know I'm just, you know, right now I'm just hanging out with women and everything, and I don't want anything serious. You got to keep letting her know that because, like I say, once you become that addiction and there's more attraction, she's going to want to be the first thing in your life. So it's very important you let her know what is. You got to let her know. You know, I like spending time with you. You know, I like your body. It's beautiful, da-da-da-da-da, but I'm not ready for the relationship. So I appreciate it if you keep it. Now, remember, this is a king in you. You got to let her know because – if this persists and this keeps going after I tell you what I'm telling you, then there's going to be some repercussions and we're going to have to fall back and, you know, I'm not going to want to spend as much time with you. And you're going to be like, well, why? Well, because every time I spend time with you, you're talking about love and all this other stuff and I told you before, and yet you're not respecting what I'm saying. Does that make any sense, man?
I like that. I need to throw respect out there a little bit more.
Yeah, he does
see,
a little bit more, but
she,
you got to remember, you got to let her know what it is.
She straightens up for like a week. And then I'll see her the next week
yeah,
after
but you
that.
Yeah, but
back
okay.
To that
all right,
shit, and I'm getting those texts again.
Right. Well, okay. Here's the problem. The problem is that even though she's straightened up for a week, there's something you're not doing because you're not hammering it away. Because think about this for a second. If she was at the job, do you think the job or the company has to tell her every week how she should be at the job?
Well, they shouldn't, but if she's a good employee in the in-betweens, they'll work with her to an extent. And that's what I'm trying to do.
And that's what I'm saying. So I need you to work with her. There you go. Work with her. But let her know that, look, hey, I like you. I enjoy you. I like spending time with you. But, again, you have somebody. I'm your like, so-called dildo. Just use me up. Use me and abuse me. You know, pull me out the closet, out the drawer. Use me however you want and just put me back in. That's all I am to you. You want love, you got a man. You know what I mean? She's got a man. Am I correct?
Well, she calls it her go-to guy. I guess.
You have a go-to guy.
I told her. Go to him. See if he's
but here's the problem.
That's what I told her. Exact words.
What sex products do you have of ours? What sex products do you have?
Actually, I got your birthday package, which has some of that. But mostly,
you got a little bit of Kissing 101. You got a little bit of the foot techniques and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, combined.
Uh-huh. You did a little bit to her?
Oh, that kissing shit, it just, that bowls them over. But.
Because like I tell y'all listeners, y'all don't know how to kiss, and that's why we have a product called Kissing 101.
I got your talk stuff.
Here's the problem. You're doing so much more than what she expects. Because remember I told you and everyone that's listening, the problem with a lot of you guys is this, is that for women, they think that just because they get an orgasm from or slip up and God gives them an orgasm, they think it's great sex. Or they think just because a guy can make one little move, he's a great kisser. But then they roll up on you of what you know, and you just destroy everything she's ever thought she's known. So you become a mystery. And now she's got to peel the layers, and every layer she peels, there's so much more about you that she learns. And the more she learns and the more she peels, the more she falls in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she already hit me with the why ain't you married stuff.
All right, well, last thing I want to say to you, and that's why it's important you need to hit her back with, you know what, I'm happily single, I'm not looking for anything special, this is what it is, and if you can't respect my wishes, then we might have to rethink what's going on with us.
Okay, that's what I'm going to hit her with next.
There you go,
Thank you, big dog. I appreciate it.
All right, man, we'll put you back in the queue. Thank you, 828. Thank you very much, man. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is – all right, take care, brother. The number is 718-508-9513. That is 718-508-9513. Make sure you press 1. Do we have any other callers in the queue or anything? D, you there? All right, well. I guess we're having some technical difficulties, so we'll see what's going on. Sure, let me know if you have any calls, but if y'all want to call in, just call in and press 1. We'd love to have you in. But, guys, I want to continue. Yes, who am I speaking with?
Yeah. Hey, Steve. This is DK from Jacksonville.
Oh, 601. Hey, what's up with man? What's going on?
That's kind of weird.
I saw you made a post. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I listened to the show Wednesday, and you were talking about, don't give these women anything if they haven't shown their worth to you to, take them out on Valentine's Day. And this girl I just recently met, like a couple weeks ago, and I've been doing some of the products, and ironically, that conversation I posted, that was after, doing some of the, Kissing 101 and the fucking 101 15 minute thing.
We can't cut.
Yeah, we got.
Just say F. Yeah, we can't cut.
My bad. Okay.
No, it's cool. Yeah.
But I was doing the effing 101, and, you know, she loved it and everything. Now, before we did all that, she was talking about Valentine's Day and everything, because, you know, that's coming up, and, you know, I didn't want to do anything. So when she asked me that question the first time, I just ignored it and just kept on doing what I was doing. The second time she asked me was after we did that, and then that's how the conversation had started. And, you know, I remember you saying that they will try to, you know, make them feel special when they really haven't done anything. Like, and so I was like, and so I asked, the first conversation she was like, well, what are we going to be doing? And then I was like, nothing, you know. You haven't shown me anything to prove that I should do something for Valentine's Day. And see, the look on her face was priceless. And she was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I'm dead. Like, she's like, you got to be joking. And I'm like, we haven't done anything. We've been together for like a couple of weeks. And I'm looking at her like with this. I have a very confused look on my face. Like, are you serious right now? And she then goes, you know, well, it's like I can't deal with you. I just can't deal with you. And I was like, I'm dead ass serious. And so she was like, well, are we doing anything? We were saying we were gonna hang out Friday. And I was like, so are we still on? So what you trying to say? Are we still on for Friday? Or is that up? And I was like, no, we can still do Friday, but where are you taking me? And then she gives me that face again, like I had the balls to say that to her, like she has never heard that in her life. And so she starts laughing, and like I went from like a are you serious face to just like I'm being dead ass serious, and I just stone cold just eye contact right to her, like I didn't even blink. And she looks at me, and then for a couple seconds, and then she looks away. And then she looks at me again, and I'm still just like a statue, just looking straight at her. And she's like, okay. Well, I'll take you out to Cantina Laredo, which is like a fancy Mexican restaurant. And so I was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, now you can start working for Valentine's for next year. And after that, I said, I'll be ready at 7 o'clock on Friday. You just let me know and I'll meet you there. She's like, all right, cool. And then we went back to laying in the bed. And after that, she stopped talking about it.
All right. So then what happened after that point?
After we had done discussing that.
Yeah.
So this was late last night, so we, you know, were sitting there, and she, you know, didn't do the pestering and everything, and as we wake up in the morning, you know, we took a shower together and did that technique that you talked on the show with, you know, breathing outside your mouth, and then she goes, and later on, as she's about to go to work, she's like, so you really serious about the whole date thing? And I was like, you taking me to Cantina Laredo? Yeah, I'll see you Friday. And she just like, okay. I can't believe I'm about to do that. Like this girl's good looking. I'm not gonna lie. She seems like the type that, you know, nobody has ever told her no in her life, or told her
Right, but the fact that you told her, not only did you tell her no. You told her she needs to take you out. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I said, you taking me out? And I was like, well, it depends. Where you going to take me? Let me ask you this question, real quick.
How old are you, young man? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, you're 27 years old. So, I would just say 26 years. I mean, we know when you were a baby, you didn't know all this, but I'm saying when you started getting into the dating thing, so maybe we'll say for 15 years, 15 years of your life.
Okay.
How does it feel knowing that for 15 years you were blinded by this thought that you had to take her out, spend money on her, and bend over backwards for her, when you and you finally realize now that all you had to do was just let her know what the deal was. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel, how can I put it, enlightened. Like, to know that there was a different way that actually works to get the results that you want. Kind of like, how can I relate it? I could kind of put a relation to, like, you know the movie The Matrix?
Yes.
You ever seen the movie? Okay, you know how in the first movie Morpheus says, if you take the blue pill, you can live the rest of your life the way it's always been, or you can take the red pill, and I'll show you everything you need to know about the real, what the real deal is. And it's like taking, it's like I took the red pill to go on and be the man that I ever wanted to be, and that women will come to me and you know, want to be like, I can control every action that I and set off, like, my path and my way to go, you know, to, for women and dating. It's just enlightening. It's lack of a better word. Just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And here it is, you have a woman that has never been told no, but now she's so submissive to you. Isn't that odd? She's like, okay, hey, I'll take you out.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
But do you want to know, you want to know why, though?
Was that?
Because she knows that you know how to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that you're a very experienced person. And the beautiful thing about this is that she also knows that if she doesn't get her act together, then another woman will take her place, and she doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is awesome, young man, that you're doing a great job. You keep your studying going, man, and keep learning and keep soaking all this up. And I want you to make sure you go. When is your date with her?
Friday. It's Friday. I'm going to get that poblano out. I like this restaurant, and I always get the stuffed poblano pepper with shrimp and the flank steak, and in my head, I'm not going to say it in front of her, but I'm going to have a toast to you and say thank you.
Oh, no doubt. So make sure you have a call in Tuesday or Wednesday, one of the shows. Call us and let us know what happened, man. Call us on a Tuesday show. Call back and let us know what happened, man.
All right, we'll do, Steve. And I just want to say again, man, thank you for everything. Thanks for your teaching.
Hey, it's not a – hey, look, big dog. I know you say thank you to me. I thank you. You know why? Because you trusted your boy. I know sometimes it's hard to trust when someone tells you you're terrible in bed, you don't know how to kiss, you don't know how to turn a woman on. I know it's terrible to hear that, but now you understand, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's all that matters. All right, young man. Well, you go back in the queue and listen and everything, and if you have a question, come back and press 1. We'll bring you in. Of course we will. You know we got you, big dog, okay?
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. No problem. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 718-508-9513. That is 718-508-9513. And, guys, y'all keep this up. Y'all keep calling in. Y'all keep listening. Yay. The people upstairs might give me another 30 minutes. We get 2-hour shows, guys. Hey, my shows are based on you guys. So, hey, support the show. We can probably work it, guys. Let's do it. Come on. Now, let me get back to what we're saying. I guess, unless we have any callers, and I guess we have a caller, please call in, press 1. But, one thing I always tell you guys, and it's very important, and guys, if y'all are here, if you're still here, we are doing an hour and 30 minutes, so the show is going to end in about 21 minutes, so I'm just going to try to get everything I can out right now. But for a lot of you guys who don't have the confidence that we possess, even in the phone call, this last phone caller. I mean, how many guys are going to tell a woman to take him out and then they say, okay, that's what we're talking about. Guys, when you feel you have to use outside things to get attraction, it will never work. Outside things will get a woman interested in you. I'm not saying this, guys. I'm not saying she won't be interested in you. But there's a difference between a woman being interested in you and being attracted to you, okay? And to be honest with you guys, she is not impressed by anything that you have that is outside of yourself. You have been taught that if you have a nice house, nice clothes, nice cars, or money, that that is going to make her attracted to you. And I've told you several times, money, houses, car, fame, all those things, power. Sure, it's an aphrodisiac. That's all it is. Because those things don't make you the thing that will make her attracted to you. And the thing that attracts her to you is not those things. It is being a man. That is what attraction comes from, being a man. And the truth is, when she's feeling attraction, okay, when she is attracted to you, you could have a car like Fred Flintstone that you have to push with your feet. You could be in a box. You can have raggedy clothes. You can, and I'm not knocking if you're on welfare, but you can be on welfare or not have money or always pay with things with a bunch of, a handful of change. Let me tell you something, guys. When she is feeling attraction to you inside, it doesn't matter what you have. You can be broke. You can be in debt. You can have raggedy clothes. Hey, guys, you can even still live with your mom, and she will feel attraction to you. Now, I always tell my guys on Wednesday, but I'm going to tell you guys the same thing. I'm a broken record here. For a lot of you guys, you think flashing your money is a way that is going to attract her to you. And it is very funny that a lot of guys end up confused, depressed, not trusting anyone, and wondering why they can't meet a decent woman who actually is impressed by them, and it's not their money. But for a lot of you guys, you grew up watching these videos where all these guys are flossing their monies and throwing their dollars and quote-unquote making it rain outside, you know, just throwing money up in the air, making it rain. Let me tell you guys something. And this is the truth. Money is not a substitute for your personality. Money isn't a substitute for you carrying yourself well. Money isn't a substitute for you being funny. Money isn't a substitute for you knowing exactly what you're going to do if you get a woman. Because like wearing a mask, guys, money is a mask. And once the money is gone, so are the women who are using you for it. And that's the truth, gentlemen. See, it's okay to be rich and financially well off, okay, guys? And I want you guys to be that. I want you guys to have your money, okay? But, guys, never use your financial status or your financial situation to impress a woman, because it's not going to impress her. It's not, because there's nothing special about you that's impressive enough. And having money is nice, but it is not going to get you attraction. Now, for a lot of you young men out there, I know how it is. You got your car, and you want to put these rims on there. You want to get it shined up. You want to have, you know, we want to put a little PlayStation or Xbox in there. You want to have a nice sound system, and you want to clean it up. Guys, I have no problem with you doing that. But let's look at it here. If you're doing it because you love the car and you're only doing it for yourself, it is okay. But for the majority of you guys, you can't lie to your boy. You can't lie to your Uncle Dean here. A lot of you guys are doing it because you think that is what is going to attract women to you.
Steve.
Nice car will not fix. Yes.
Got a question for you from me.
Oh, all right. What question, D?
What do you say to these women out here that have babies, and they're looking for a man? Do men consider them out of range, not interested, or can they get a man?
Well, here's the funny thing about women. Now, we're talking about women with babies, right? Women with kids. Now,
yeah,
here's my thing
with,
when it comes
to... Okay, say they have four or five different baby daddies and four or five different kids.
Oh.
And they're in their, like, 30s. And they want to have a relationship. Now, are men just looking for a booty call, or are they looking for somebody? And they don't care about that.
Well, here's my thing when it comes to single mothers. Sometimes things don't work out well. Sometimes things happen. The thing I would always say, now, is this a woman asking or is this a guy asking? Is this a woman or a guy asking? No, okay. Here's the thing, guys. Real quick, let me ask this question.
Okay, woman asked.
I need to answer for a woman. Okay, here's the thing. The thing is that it's very, very important and very crucial if you're looking for a relationship with a guy. It's very important to, number one, have some type of established relationship with the fathers of your kid. Because most guys are thinking, if I get her pregnant, I need to make sure that, you know, I get to see my kid. Don't knock the dad. Don't say mean things about the dad. And then the second most important thing is, most guys who are smart, they won't look at you. They'll look at how you raise your kids, because your kids are kind of like a representation of you. So if they're in school, they're making good grades, they're very well behaved and things like that, those are plus signs for you. But unfortunately, the problem with most guys is that there are men out there who want already made families. So you've got to, in this case, stay in your lane. You have to realize that you can't really get the guy you might want, because the guy you might want his own family. That some guys are like that, but you still have a chance. But it's very important how you raise your kids, how you are with the parents, the fathers of the babies, and then it comes into how your behavior is, how you behave. So I hope I was able to answer her question. But she can call in. Tell her to call in. We got 12 minutes. All right, guys. Number to call in is 718-508-9513. That's 718-508-9513. Press 1, and we'll be happy to talk to you. But like I was saying before, having a nice car is not going to fix your boring personality. It is not going to make you a better person, and it's not going to make you more enjoyable to be around. A nice car is just what it is, a nice car. So if, guys, I tell you, if you are buying women drinks and taking them out to dinner and doing all this stuff that you're doing just to sleep with them, you're doing everything for the wrong reasons, guys. Because like I told you, being a man, you don't have to do those things. You don't have to bend over backwards, juggle eggs on a tricycle while riding a midget or something. You don't have to do that. Society has lied to you. A nice car is only going to attract a shallow, no-life, weak woman who has no personality, and they will only see you as a status bump or someone they could take selfies and put them on Instagram or use you for your money. That's it. And I don't want – hey, guys, I love you guys, man. I don't want to see that happen to any of you. Y'all are my dogs. I love you guys. I want you to be successful. I want you to be. Really, I do. But you're not going to get success by doing what you're doing, man, by caking, man. That's cupcaking, guys. That's cupcaking. I don't want y'all to cupcake at all, man. So, guys, remember, if y'all want to call in, press 1. We have 10 minutes left. Hold on, let me see. Guys, yeah, if y'all want to call in, come on, holler at your boy. If not, it's cool, because we got another show tomorrow that's 3 hours long. We going to get it in tomorrow, because tomorrow you guys call me, tell me what city you're in, and I'm going to find you water holes. That's what I do. That's what I do, and that's what separates me and my show from every show out there, because I'm trying to get you those women, man. I'm trying to get you those women. Next thing I want to talk about is your clothes, okay? We got 9 minutes, so let me get you. Okay, guys, let me tell you something. I understand if you're in high school, clothes are kind of important, a little bit. It's not a big thing, but it's kind of important. In high school. The problem is you guys think that if you're all his shoes and all this other stuff, come on, man. You guys, you are overdoing it. You're overthinking this stuff. Because let me tell you something, women don't care. They may say you look nice. You know what I'm saying? They may say, oh, you look very nice. But there's no attraction. Why? Because they're just clothes. They're pieces of cloth that are cut and sewn together to make something, make yourself look good. That's all it is. That's it. Clothes will not enhance your personality. It won't make you charming. It won't make you funny. Okay? Clothes will not do that. And that's the problem with a lot of you guys. Y'all are in these bad patterns, doing all these things, trying to trigger something you can't trigger in a woman, and that is attraction, because she sees that you're doing too much. Guys, I used to tell y'all guys, if you guys listen to my show on Wednesday, I tell you guys this all the time. The guys I used to hang out with were like auto mechanics. These have like dirt, like oil and dirt under their fingers. Their clothes had little like oil stains and spots. They didn't have the best clothes. Didn't have the best cars, that was always breaking down, all this other stuff. And these guys were dating the hottest, richest women. Women making six figures, driving Mercedes and Jags and things like that, picking them up. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. If you guys hide behind your clothes, your cars, and your money and all that other stuff, what you're telling the woman is, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. So what I need to do is I need to put all this stuff on a hook and throw it into the river and have you fish for it. But like I told you individuals before, is that when I drop my gingerbread crumbs, it's to show the woman that I'm not like everybody else. I don't play by the same rules. And see, what you guys don't understand is she doesn't care about what kind of job you have or how much money you make or what kind of car you drive or the price of your clothes or how big your house is or how cool you think you are, because you have all this stuff will never make her feel attraction for you. The key thing we want here, guys, is I want them to feel attraction. I don't want these women to use you, because they will. They will use you. And what makes attraction is stop thinking or caring about what she thinks. Think about that for a second. If, guys, look, think about this. If you stop doing the things that most guys do and you start trying to be, quote, unquote, unique, okay, it is going to change the game up because women love guys who are outside of the norm, outside of the box. Why do you think they're attracted to the a-holes, the jerks, the bad boys, the ones that don't listen? Oh, the ones that get on their nerves. How dare him say this? How dare he do that? Why do you think they're attracted to those guys? But then why is it they look at you and be like, oh, you're such a nice guy. Look at you. You have money. You've got a nice car. You've got a nice house. Wow, you even have nice clothes. You've got a great personality. You always listen. Oh, you care. I can always call you whenever I have a problem. Oh, you're such a great guy. And then as she puts her hand on your shoulder, she's like, gosh, any woman would be happy to be with a guy like you. Man, she's just better off just stabbing you and twisting a knife than saying what she's saying. Because then you say to yourself, wait a second. I got all these nice clothes for her. I got this car to try and impress her. I'm flashing all this money because I think that's what they like. And yet, she's telling me I'm a great guy. I'm a great friend. Hey guys, I'm not the bad guy, and I'm not telling you to look, guys. The thing that makes you a bad boy, an a-hole and a jerk. Okay, guys, you ready? It's one word, one simple word. Two letters. N-O. No. Women who look good are not used to be told no when it comes to things. That's why when they find you guys, they make you do all this stuff because they know you won't say no. And the thing about our kind is we can say no and be strong and stand by it. And that's what's going to separate. But again, guys, I mean, we're down to the last 3 minutes. We've got 3 minutes to go. But if you guys want to call in real quick at 718-508-9513. If not, you can go over to the Man Mindset. Send me an email. Send me a number. And if you have something to talk about or discuss, I'll be happy to do that for a few minutes. That's what we do. I want you to succeed. Don't forget tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow, I want you to call into my radio station. Go to themanmindset.com. You'll see our Wednesday show. Call in because wherever city you're in, just call me up. Tell me what city. I'm going to look up the Valentine's Day single events for you, and I'm going to have you set. That's what I'm going to do for you for tomorrow's show. But, guys, just remember this, man. This is your opportunity. You've got – this is your shot right here. This is your shot to go out there and impress the woman, to go out there and be that guy, to go out there and hunt and tell these women and show these women why they should invest their bodies into you instead of you trying to bend over backwards, begging and pandering to them. That is not attractive to them. They may want a guy to pander and beg, but they need a man who stands on his principles and says what he feels and does what he means. That does what he says. Excuse me, not means, does what he says. So, guys, I want you to be that person. And if you have any questions or anything like that, please go to themanmindset.com. Send me an email. Send me a number, and I will call you. And we can talk because I want to fix you. I want to get you guys right because I care about every single one of you guys. I really do. And I want the best for you guys, okay? So let's do this, man. Have a great weekend. Get out there and hunt. And if y'all want to know spots, call the radio show tomorrow. We in there for 3 hours. We're going to chop that stuff up right. Anyway, guys, I am your boy, the Dean. This is the Man Mindset Hour, and a half. And I will talk to you guys later. Peace.